Hello again, everyone. This is George Clark reporting on the first stop along the Tigers' 5-games-in-12-day journey to the far west, closing out the 2017 portion of their schedule. Last night, Princeton visited the Mustangs of Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. Clearly invigorated by their stellar performance at home against Monmouth, the Tigers hit the floor with precision ball movement, hot shooting, and lockdown defense. Princeton put this one away early, racing to a 35-18 lead at the half. In the second period, the Mustangs were never able to mount a run against the visitors. Coach Henderson used 14 players in all as the Tigers coasted to an 80-60 victory. Last year, the Tigers scored 81 points against Cal Poly at Jadwin. While team defense was the key to this win, Princeton made a season-high 16 threes in just 24 attempts. Sebastian Much, the rookie from California, made the most of his first trip home since joining the Tigers. He made 4 of 6 from beyond the arc to lead the Tigers in that category. He also had a team-high 3 blocked shots. The Tigers' big three of Devin Kennedy, Miles Stevens, and Amir Bell combined for 37 points, slightly less than they had been averaging in previous games, but this was due to the fact that Coach Henderson was able to keep them on the bench for long periods. In all, 14 Tigers saw action. Princeton plays at the University of Southern California on Tuesday night, a game you can stream on the Pac-12 network. The starting time is rather late, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Friday, the Tigers' Christmas trip to Honolulu begins. They will play 3 games in 4 days out there, starting with a 5:30 p.m. matchup against Middle Tennessee State, available on the ESPNU network. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about the Tigers' trip to Cal Poly, and I hope you will all have a wonderful holiday week. Thanks very much, and so long for now.